Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. My name's Travis and it's so good to have you with us. It really is. If you're new with us to the podcast, we're in this season where we're just spending every day with Jesus. And of course, that begins in the morning. And so I've encouraged everyone to find a spot that you can more or less count on, a spot that is quiet for a quiet time, as it has so often been called, having the talk with Jesus in the morning, and grab a Bible and a journal and a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. And when we get up, we're just going to say good morning, Jesus, and start a conversation with Him. But it's not just going to be the talk. It's going to be the beginning of a conversation that's going to last throughout the day, because that's what God's heart really is for those that He made in His image. He wants to walk and talk with us in the cool of the day. And so we're just enjoying the simplicity and the relaxation and the natural rhythms of what the gospel, the kingdom, the life of God is all about. It's being with Him. And as we're going to discover in a minute, being with Him is then a strategy to become like Him, to enter into His life, and to see Him as our teacher. And then, as we're going to see in a moment, the student is to become like the teacher. So, this podcast is dedicated to my father, Bill Twineman, who has taught me to see so many things in life over the last 40 years. He's taught me to see so many, many things. And in the last 3, 5, 7 years or so, he has taught me to see this point, this truth that I'm going to be talking about in just a moment. And it is arguably the most important thing to see in life and in eternity. So, the title of the podcast this morning is The Purpose of History. The purpose of history. So let me just start out with a light question, just a light question. What is the purpose of history? Think about that for a minute. Maybe something pops into your mind immediately. Maybe you're like, whoa, that's a deep question. It's early in the morning. Well, have another cup of coffee or another sip of tea. What is the purpose of history? Or we could ask it maybe a little bit of a different way. What is the purpose of life? But the problem with that second question, what is the purpose of life, we tend to really mean, what's the purpose of my life? And the problem with saying, what is the purpose of my life, is that's too small. When we say, what's the purpose of my life, we tend to just think about me, 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 the purpose of my life, my life, my life. That's too small, because we are created to be a means to an end. What? A means to an end? Yes. A means to an end. See, meaning is saying yes to being a means to an end. That's what meaning means. It means that you're a means to a much larger end. If we want meaning in life or purpose, if we want meaning, we must choose to be a means to someone else's end. And as theologians and pastors and Bible readers have been saying for 2,000 years, we are created for God's glory. That's the end. We're created for the glory of God. That's the end. And okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. The question, what is the purpose of history? What is the purpose of my life in light of the purpose of history? So think about that for just a moment See if an answer comes clear, and if not, that's okay. Let's journey together this morning. And Dad, I'm very grateful to you for helping my eyes be opened to seeing this incredible, incredible, maybe the most incredible truth. We are going to be in the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, beginning in verse 39. He also told them this parable, and this is Jesus teaching. He also told them this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Now, this short passage is set in the context of Luke's Sermon on the Plain. We know this as the Sermon on the Mount, but that's how Matthew describes this sermon. And I hate to burst your bubble, but Jesus probably did deliver this sermon on a plain, on a level place. Matthew has Jesus on a mountain, but that's because Matthew has his own program of having Jesus be like Moses or the fulfillment of Moses. And so Matthew has these five discourses that mirror the five books of the Pentateuch, the five first books in the Old Testament scriptures. And so the first one is Jesus going up on a mountain to teach, to mirror or fulfill Moses going up on the mountain. And so probably, historically, Jesus said these things on a level place, as Luke indicates that he does. And as we get into this sermon on the plain or sermon on the level place, Jesus says in the passage, blind teachers have blind students, and they're both going to fall into a pit. And blind in the New Testament is lacking wisdom or insight. And so Jesus has been talking in Luke chapter 6 about true wisdom and true insight. And there's all kinds of good stuff in Luke chapter 6 describing, and this is important, the life of God, the life of God that's available. It's at hand. And Jesus says a student is not above their teacher, but, and this is so crucial, a student that is fully trained will be like their teacher. A student fully trained will be like their teacher. What is Christianity? It's becoming like our teacher. It's being trained and ultimately fully trained to be like our teacher. That's what Christianity is. See, God created us for his enjoyment. And God is most glorified when we are fully alive, and we are most fully alive when we are like him. And so becoming like him works for everyone. So we are a means to a much larger end, and that end is glorifying God. So what is the purpose of history? And what is the purpose of our life in the midst of the answer to the question, what is the purpose of history? And here it is, it's to become like him, period, exclamation point. It's to become like him. To become like our teacher, our rabbi, as students, as apprentices of our teacher, when we're fully trained, we'll be like our teacher. What's the purpose of history? It's to become like him. It's to be like him. God's purpose in history is to bring many sons and many daughters to glory, to make us like him. That's the purpose. The purpose of history, and this is how my dad said it to me a couple years ago, the purpose of history is to bring out of history a people that are like him. I'm going to say that one more time. The purpose of history is to bring out of history a people that are like him, a people that are like him, a holy people, a compassionate people, a loving people, a righteous people, we could go on and on, a pure people, and a happy people, fully trained in godliness to be like our teacher. See, as we look at the story of history, Genesis 1 and 2, God creates Adam and Eve in his image to become fully like him. Something went wrong. It's called sin. Adam and Eve walked away from God, and then God moves in through the story of Israel climaxing in the story of Jesus of Nazareth with the death and the resurrection, the ascension and the gift of the Spirit. And then after the resurrection, God's, all right, let's get on with the program of becoming like me, of living my life, of being like me, of being sons and daughters, because what I want to do is I want to bring out of history a people that are like me. That's the purpose of history. And Revelation 21 and 22 says God will have that. And God is in process of bringing out of history a people, sons and daughters, that are like him. That's what he's doing all the time. That's what he's doing. So don't be blind. Wake up. The blind will lead the blind. Don't be blind. Wake up. Let's wake up to the purpose of history and therefore the purpose of our life. Let's follow our teacher. And a great place to start is all that Jesus says written down in Luke chapter 6. This is the purpose of everything, to become like him. It's the purpose of history. It's the purpose of our life. It's the purpose of our marriage. It's the purpose of our friendships, our vocations. It's the purpose in this moment to become like him. In the next moment, it's the purpose in this problem or in this setting. And so let's see. Let's not be blind to our purpose. Let's get with the program. Let's enlist. Let's apply. Let's repent. Let's follow. Let's become like our teacher. So my call for me, for us, my call, because I believe this is the call of the gospel, is to be one of those many, many sons and daughters that are being brought to glory. What is the purpose of history? And therefore, what is the purpose of my life? And here's the question. Am I blind? Or am I able to see the purpose of history, and is my life unto that? So think, pray, meditate, journal. Let's enjoy Jesus this morning. Let's talk. Let's meditate on this passage. Let's continue that conversation throughout the day. And when you are going off to sleep tonight, say amen after spending today, every day, with Jesus. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.